turundusdoktor aitab.
Today's case study sounds like that. Hi, my company operates in a small niche of management software. We wanted to conduct a customer satisfaction survey among our customers. As the niche is very small and I wanted to do it anonymously, I found a person to do it. How should I set up the questions so the customers would not understand that it's me asking about the satisfaction?
Okay. I would follow several steps. Okay. First of all, you have to create a site and you give the fictitious name of a market research company to the site. Okay.
Okay.
So then you place the questionnaire in the site and then you send an email to the clients of the company asking them to answer the questionnaire which is in the site and saying them that you will provide either all or some of them by a lottery with some prizes like vouchers for a restaurant, vouchers for a hotel, some vouchers for a travel. You have to give some prize to induce your clients which receive the email to go to the site with the fictitious name of the market research company to answer the questionnaire. Now, which type of questions would I put in the site? First of all, I would put a question about the quality of the service you are providing. A thing like, I would like to ask about your opinion comparing these companies, and you would include your company and others which may be direct or indirect competitors, that is being the same segment, or if they are not enough in other segments, in different factors. And then you indicate what you think are the most important buying criteria for the customer. And you ask the customers to evaluate from 1 to 10 the several companies in the several buying criteria. So that was one type of question I would do. The second question I would do is ask how would the customer overall rate your company and other companies? That is, now not specifically in one factor, but overall the company. Third, I would ask him how strongly would you recommend to other people each one of these companies? And again, you put a scale of 1 to 10 and you put your company and you put some competitors that you have in your segment. If they are not enough, again, you put off other market segments. Finally, and most important, so far we have asked three types of question about rating in the purchasing criteria, overall the company, would I recommend the company? But all these three questions have to do with customer satisfaction. It has not to do with client analysis that we were talking in the beginning, the five Drucker questions, which has to do with innovation, opportunities. So I would add a fourth type of questions to see what can I change that will improve. In other words, questions like, why did you select this company as your main supplier and not the others? What would you do? What would it require for this company, which you select as your main software supplier, to give more satisfaction to you? What would it take it to change? if you are using more than one software supplier, what would it take for you to use only one software supplier? I would also add some questions about who are you? What's your profile? Some indications about the industry you are in or the profession you have and so on, so that I can have an idea of what are the main profiles of my customers. And finally, I would ask a question about which other products or services would you like your main software supplier to provide to you in order to enlarge your portfolio of purchases from it? With these questions, Anu, we complete the satisfaction questions of the beginning with questions which give us indications on how to innovate regarding what is value to the client, who are our main types of clients, which are the unsatisfied needs of them, and so on. So basically, the bottom line is, when you make a survey to your customers, it's always good first to evaluate satisfaction and then to include the five Drucker questions to see what are the main paths to innovation.
Very good. Tell me, how important do you feel is to keep the survey anonymous? What is based on your experience, the difference in the satisfaction if you ask it personally or if there is a kind of anonymous bureau researching for the answers?
Anu, as everything in life, it has advantages and drawbacks. The drawback is that typically customers like to know that a supplier cares about them. So when they receive a questionnaire from a supplier, they see, well, he cares about my opinion. He wants to know how I feel. So the questionnaire, the research, has two advantages. First, you collect information. And second, you send a message to your customer that I do care about you. And so this is the advantage of not keeping it anonymous, of letting you, the customer knows that it's you who's asking it. But it has a drawback, which is typically clients are more soft to the supplier when they know they are dealing with a certain supplier than they are when they are anonymous. In other words, if we want to get more to the truth of the facts, it might help once in a while, and don't say always, to do an anonymous campaign, because then customers are not so soft as when they see that it's a company asking about them. Unless, of course, they are mad at the company, but those are exceptions.
Absolutely. And it might be also a solution to do really kind of once to do it anonymous and the other time to talk to themselves. So the company understands also what the difference might be when you ask personally and when you do just a campaign. Because it might, I do agree that it might be a bit difficult to get sensitive data when you ask yourself. And also when you ask about the competitors, they might not just tell it. So it's also a challenge. But of course, you gave a very good solution to all the questions, how to set it up so the customers wouldn't understand who is asking. What I see a bit challenging is that the service, when we talk about the management level, it's difficult to get the respondents to answer to the service because there are a lot of them, and often I see that when we call, then we get more out of a survey than compared to. To just sending an invitation, but it probably might also be dependent also on the prices or the awards what they are going to receive.
And two comments on that. First of all, it's extremely important to give rewards to incentivize them to answer, okay? And you don't have to spend a lot of money on that. You can get vouchers from companies which can offer some prizes with two advantages. First, they can have some slack in their capacity and they can offer the prizes for no cost almost. And second, the prices also are a promotion for the who gives them. It's a way of the customer to become aware of the company. In any case, it's very important that you reward the participation. If you don't reward the participation, you're not going to have any participation at all.
That's true.
Whatever you incentivize is what you get. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, since Anonymous has advantages and drawbacks, and letting the customer know my name has advantages and drawbacks, the way to get a perfect world, to have perfection, is to do both. Sometimes you do one type, sometimes you do the other. And that enables you to compare data on both types of surveys.
Thank you a lot for participating in our weekly Marketing Radio talk show. It was very valuable what we learned from you, and I really hope that a lot of Estonian companies can really get the basic things very, very clear and have an understanding how to expand and how to really work with different trends about the most important campaigns, what to look, and also how to ask the customer satisfaction. Thank you a lot.
And it was my pleasure, and I wish you the best. Thank you very much.
And dear listeners, please listen us in a week's time. And meanwhile, please send us interesting case studies, because you know we love to solve them, and you know that you learn a lot of from the solving.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.